Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And welcome to Connected, and I have my running husband with me, Tim Colasino. And the reason I say that, you are in training because your goal is to run across America next year.
That's right. And I have been putting in some long hours, three-hour training runs a day, and have backed it off to two over the last week, but still yet I'm really eating up the CNO canal.
This is what I really, it just astounds me. You can run 2 hours and still talk and have breath. How do you have stamina to run that long and still have your breath? How do you do that?
You know, a friend of mine that I ran cross country with at Fairmont State several years ago, Brian Hamrick, he and I recently were conversing on Facebook, and he made the statement. He says, if I close my eyes, he says, I hear your voice, it's like, you know, we're back there again in 1980. And that's how I see things. I know my body has a few pounds, a lot more pounds on it actually than back in 1980.
And years.
Yes. But I could see myself back there putting in 100, 115 miles a week training. And I'm just picking up where I left off.
Okay. It's almost like you hit the pause button and then...
I think.
Yeah. Speaking of activity, our guest is full of activity with his work.
Yeah, our special guest today on Connected is Baron Deffenbaugh, and he is the Associate Camp Director at Camp Harmony, located in Hooversville, Pennsylvania, and we welcome you, sir.
Thank you. It's glad to be here.
And, of course, before we turned on the microphone, you said you can remember it from Petticoat Junction, Hootersville. That's what I thought, because many years ago, I would go every year, and I would be the minister at a tea in Hooversville. And I'll never forget, I was talking to my dad, and he asked me, where was I preaching? And I said, in Hootersville, and he thought it was a joke.
Yeah, and the train goes right through town as well, so it's a good place to be.
Well, we're excited about talking about Camp Harmony today and what you're going to be bringing to the table. But before we go there, we're going to break for a song and we'll be right back.
blessings you and I enjoy here in America are due to the love and prayers of those who came before us. Whether America remains blessed greatly depends on if you and I choose to stand in the gap for our country. This month, with your love gift of $15 or more, we want to send you our coaching CD, Prayers for the Nation. This 30-minute project will walk you through several strategic prayers for America and for reform in our government. Set to patriotic music, this project will inspire you to believe for revival in our nation. Write to us. He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. That's He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net.
Tim, we have with us Baron Duffinball, and he's the associate camp director in Hooversville, Pennsylvania for Camp Harmony. And off the mic once again before we come back on, he knows all about the C&O Canal.
Yeah, and he was just mentioning to us that they did 155 miles on there.
Yep, we had six campers and three adults that we actually started in Cumberland, and we ended about 20 miles shy of D.C.
Oh, wow.
And the kids, for the first time that we've rode the C&O, all six of them rode the whole 155 miles, which was phenomenal.
That is awesome.
We just enjoyed that. Now, I have to confess, I didn't ride the trail. I was the support vehicle with the food and the tents. So, you know, I have to confess that, because if too many people think I rode, I'm in trouble. But it was good getting out from the camp itself and working directly with the campers.
Awesome.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you drive a bicycle, ride a bicycle for 100-something miles? Wow. Did you pack them up and bring them up on the vehicle because they couldn't?
Yeah, we actually did it with another sister camp from Middle Pennsylvania, and we put them in a U-Haul, all the bikes and all their gear, brought them down to Cumberland, and they got out and started, and I kept the gear in the tents, and they just rode. First day, they rode about 21 miles. Second day, though, they did 49, and then it just broke the trip up as they went on down through. So it worked out really well. Weather was great, of course, in camping. You always hope for good, sunshiny weather. It rained one night, and we happened to be staying in a cabin that night, so we was rejoicing that God blessed us with some good weather.
Awesome, awesome. So you're here to talk about Camp Harmony today. Tell us about its origins. Before we come on the air today, you said that it's 90 years old. It began in 1924.
Yeah, it started in 1924 by a group of college students from Juniata College in Huntington, Pennsylvania, who come out and was doing a spiritual retreat kind of thing. And they decided that they needed this a little more often. And so actually two of the roads are named for that group. They were called the Founders and the Trailblazers. And so on the camp, we still honor them by using those original names. And we've just evolved from 1924 to current, moving from just a summer camp, which was 6 to 7 weeks. And we are now a year-round camp, conference center and retreat center as well. And we took the original thought process from those college students, and that actually has become our mission statement, that we want individuals to come to the camp and become in harmony with God, harmony with nature, and harmony with one another. So we continue that training mentality of how to work with one another and with God, and get that all incorporated in our lives, so that as we leave the camping ministry and go into the business world, that that is a major part of people's lives as well.
Praise God.
Tell me about the summer, because you're the associate or the assistant camp director. What is your function there?
My function, we jokingly say, is I pick up and do whatever anybody else needs done as the associate camp director. But we work, I work in the office as well as out in the facilities. Actually, before I came down today, I was at the swimming pool kind of working as an overseer and got a little wet as we reached in and grabbed one of the campers. Then I went and picked up another group of campers that was out on the Queen Mahoning Dam learning how to canoe. So my role is is multifaceted, and I do some administration, but I just enjoy getting out and working with the campers and being out in nature, and just enjoy that. So we have about 4 or 5 weeks of camp to go yet, and looking forward to that.
Now, your mission statement, I like the first one, harmony with God. Mm-hmm. How do you bring these campers in harmony with God?
One of the things that we do is we have a number of Bible studies through the day. In the morning, after breakfast, they go to a session that we call Amplify. It's very energized. The kids don't just sit down and, you know, the traditional preach to them. Uh-huh. It's that we reach out to them with music, the spoken word, and then they leave and start the rest of their day. And then what they learned in the morning is incorporated throughout their swim time, their craft time, and so forth.
Oh, wow. So it's all summer. Do you break it down? For example, if you have primary age group, then junior age group, or at certain weeks?
Yes, we do have certain weeks for certain age group and certain styles of camp. And okay. I can let you know a little bit more about what those camps are. Uh-huh. We start at pre-K. Those campers come for a half a day. Then we do K to 2. They come for a whole day, or they can come for an overnight if mom and dad are ready uh-huh. to let the child stay. Most of the time, the child wants to stay. Mom and dad just aren't sure about letting go at that young age. Then we have camps from 2nd, 3rd, and 4th grade, camps from 5th, 6th, 7th grade, and then 8th grade and up. We do a performing arts camp. They just performed that last week. They learn a musical from Sunday to Saturday. This year we did The Music Man, and they do not know what their part will be until they arrive on Sunday, and then they put performances on Friday night and Saturday.
Wow.
This week we have a splash camp. They're doing everything with water. We have pioneer camps for 2 age groups. They live in teepees. They were out on the Quemahoning Dam, like I said earlier, today. In a couple weeks, we have 2nd and 3rd and 4th graders coming out to do that. And so it's an exciting time with various age groups mm-hmm. doing various things from learning the sciences to just spending the night out in a tent under the stars.
You know, I can just hear people saying right now, especially the girly girls, is there cabins or are there tents?
We do have cabins that they sleep in. We are in the process of remodeling some, mm-hmm. But our cabins do have commodes and commodes and mm-hmm. water and so forth. We have a bathhouse near all our cabins. Mm-hmm. We have semi-dorm rooms where it's 2 rooms, share a bath. We have dormitory style. We have teepees up on the hill.
Wow.
We have a campground. You can bring your own RV. Pretty much anything you want to do, we're able to work with you and try to develop.
I think I'm going to go and do the teepee. And I hear people saying, well, is there a fee to come and to stay?
We do have a camper registration fee. Mm-hmm. Every camp it varies for, depending on what they're mm-hmm. going to be doing. Mm-hmm. Some are a little bit more expensive than
sure.
others, like the CNO is mm-hmm. a little more expensive. In 2 weeks, I'm actually taking 6 campers to North Carolina. We're going to be at Grandfather Mountain down there and doing some biking, hiking,
that's
and
awesome.
Natural water slides. Of course, that one's a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But we do try to keep our costs minimal. Mm-hmm. But our philosophy is no one should not have the opportunity to come to camp due to finance.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some scholarships available for those that would need that.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
all that information, give us your website.
Our website is www.campharmony.org, and all of that is on there.
Campharmony.org. We'll be right back.
We're back with our special guest, Pastor Deffenbaugh, and we so appreciate him and his ministry there at the campground at Camp Harmony.
Amen. Well, let's pray right now, and your heart is for the youth,
There
are parents and grandparents and youth leaders that have a burden for their young people. Mm-hmm. Would you pray for wisdom to reach them and also for the salvation and help that parents are looking for right now? Would
sure.
you pray for them?
We can do that. Creator God, we just appreciate your presence with us and all that you do for us and that you've given to us, especially as we think about Camp Harmony and the blessing that you have given to us. But Lord, we also take your challenge that we would be able to continue to reach out to our children, our youth, and that we touch families in many, many different ways. And Lord, we don't know what tomorrow may bring, but you've always guided us. You've always given us the direction. And we especially pray for those that need a closer relationship with you. Mm-hmm. So continue to guide our counselors, guide the staff as they become your instruments, as they become your servants, as they continue to proclaim your good news, and that be the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that another young person, as we say at camp, our goal is that we want the whole world mm-hmm. to hear. And we will continue to proclaim that good news until that happens. And we just thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Tim, it's been good to have our pastor friend, and look forward to meeting up again someday.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Look forward to it.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.